In a blunt speech to the National Black Police Association in Manchester, Assistant Police Commissioner Tariq Ghafoor said anti-terror efforts have created a climate of what he termed Islamophobia. Such a climate, he said, has angered young Muslims and made them susceptible to exploitation by Islamic radicals. Commissioner Ghafoor, who is Britain's most senior Muslim police officer, called for a full judicial inquiry into the root causes of radicalization in Britain's Muslim communities.
What we need is an evidence-based approach to identifying what the real causes are. And I therefore support those who have been calling for an independent judicial review of the issues young Muslims are facing within the community themselves.
Britain is home to more than 1.5 million Muslims, most of them immigrants from South Asian countries and their descendants. 52 people were killed in suicide attacks on London's subway system on July 7th of last year. The attackers were all young British Muslims. Following that attack, Britain tightened its anti-terror laws. Commissioner Ghafoor said people were being stopped and searched on the basis of appearance rather than intelligence information. Masood Shajara, chairman of the Islamic Human Rights Commission of Britain, told VOA that what he described as racial profiling by police has become more commonplace since the subway attacks.
Unfortunately, we have been facing cases after cases of people who have been unduly stopped and not just a stop and search, but a stop and harass and search. It's been totally counterproductive, and it's about time that Metropolitan Police should actually acknowledge the problem and try to find remedies.
Shajara endorsed Commissioner Ghafoor's call for a judicial inquiry, but said it should examine what he said as a growing Islamophobic climate in Britain.
I don't think radicalization, which means different things to different people, is the issue. I think what we need to have a full inquiry into the level of Islamophobia that it's been played out in the policing and find remedies to ratify that.
A British Home Office spokesman said Britain's counter-terrorism efforts are not aimed at any one race or religion or particular group, but at terrorists, and that the government is committed to improving relations with the Muslim community. Gary Thomas, VOA News, London.